Mark, what's your timetable for hiring a defensive coordinator? And as someone who was promoted from within, is that a priority for you to promote from within and keep continuity at that position?
The priority is what's best for Oregon football. And the second part of that, no timeline. Our priority A, number one, AAA number one, is to beat Texas. And our focus is 100% on that. And we'll manage that behind the scenes. And we have some great coaches on our staff. And there's some great coaches that we've either, you know, been around or been in contact with in the past that will be in the mix in that regard. And I've read a lot of things that I've done over the last 3 or 4 days that I haven't done. So it's been exciting to see those developments.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in due course, there's no hurry at all.
Mark asked me about it last night and if I was interested, and I told him, with all due respect, we should wait till Tuesday.
Yeah.
To talk more about it.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Had to wait for the negotiations.
Max, since we're not going to be able to see you on Tuesday, a lot of people obviously
we're not hanging out.
Know,
I don't know.
He's going to be in Bora Bora.
You mean that? Luncheon or something?
We could.
Coffee?
A lot of people want to know, do you want to keep coaching? What have you envisioned for yourself come Tuesday and beyond?
I have envisioned doing the best job I can do for this football team between now and Monday night. And it would be unfair for me to have even thought about anything else. And then after that, I'll obviously have some time to think. But it'd be unfair and disrespectful to everybody here for us to keep talking about me. No. I don't drink coffee.
Mark, right here. In the Stanford game, why did you decide to let Marcus keep playing after he partially tore his MCL? And how much healthier is he now?
You know, Marcus was our best option. There was no point at which the medical team, you know, in any way was, hey, this guy's in danger. That, you know, a detrimental kind of a situation to reaggravate something would come up. And he was our best option. Marcus is a great player, and if we make two plays at the beginning of that game, it's a totally different story. Make a couple plays on, in special teams, a couple plays on defense, like anybody. You know, when you play against a great team, the margins are very slim. What was the second part?
How much healthier is he now and his ability to run, which makes the offense a lot more dynamic?
1%.
He's looked really good in practice.
How do you know?
We've been out there.
We are in Texas.
I just wanted to get your impressions, Coach Helfrich, of Texas defensive line, Jackson Jeffcoat, and your overall impressions of the defense.
Outstanding. I mean, you can certainly see the impact of the coaching change was immediate. The scheme was different, you know, different. Their pursuit of the ball was different, and that's one of those things that you know is a tough call to make in season, but the impact was huge. And to Jackson Jeffcoat is one of the many things that make them really good on defense. Two great corners that can cover anybody, and you see the best of the Big 12 getting locked up every week, and they do a great job of mixing a ton of coverages. They're very similar to Stanford in that way of a bunch of different coverages, a bunch of ways that they can attack formationally from a defensive standpoint, and then up front they do a great job of mixing and matching by game plan against. You know, they'll play one team completely different than another team completely different than another, and so it kind of gives you a bunch of straws to pull at as far as what they're going to do against us. And so it'll be a game of adjustments at some point, and then a little bit of a game of just do what you do.
Max, as far as your offensive line, with Kennedy Estelle out, and I assume Josh Cochran out, and maybe Desmond Harrison, or you got any new players coming in there? Or?
Yes, I'm sorry. We've recruited 4 guys this week off the waiver wire. Now, Desmond Harrison did not make the trip because he's had a personal family issue at home, and his family's in our thoughts and prayers as that continues to progress. Hopefully it'll improve. Kennedy Estelle's obviously at home. Josh Cochran will not play tackle. He's played some tight end, but he's lost too much weight after his shoulder injury to do that, so he comes in short yards and goal line, some at tight end. So what you have to do is move Trey Hopkins to right tackle and Sed Flowers to left guard and move forward. And also Hassan Ridgeway is out with an arm injury, and he will not play in the game, will not dress or play.
Mac, throughout the season, how much have injuries affected how you play and change, you know, what you have to do?
The biggest thing is you it's part of the game. You know, you go back and look, probably 8 of our top 10 players will not dress Monday night. So it's been a difficult thing. One of the things the new coach is going to have to look at is why we've had so many injuries over the last 3 years. And then I think nationally we've all got to look at it. It seems like there are more injuries out there this year than maybe in the past, or maybe we're just hearing about them more. But I think the biggest impact is at quarterback, when the quarterback that you're playing isn't he doesn't run the same plays as the one that you were playing. So obviously you have to make a major change because Case is not a guy that's going to run the option and quarterback draws and do the things that David did. So that's been a pretty big burden for transition for our offensive staff to change as much as we had to. But I think they've done a good job, and Case has done a good job stepping up. It also affects you on special teams, and that's one of the things. When you look at a team to see how well they're coached, Oregon has probably had as many punt returns and kickoff returns for touchdowns as anybody in the country. And one of the things I always look to first is the speed of your team always shows up on special teams. The depth of your team shows up on special teams, but also your coaching, because a lot of teams can run an offense, a lot of teams can run a defense, but these guys win a lot of games with kicking game, and that's very impressive.
Mark, we talked to some of the guys yesterday about embracing the challenge of this being a semi-road game, considering it's here in Texas. Would you talk about that a little bit, about embracing being on the road? And I think the numbers are 80% are going to be Texas fans in the Alamo Dome tomorrow night.
Yeah, oh, and that's probably a conservative number too. But, yeah, we've approached it exactly like a road game and a hostile road game. And just being in the Alamo Dome, this first time I've been in there, it's very similar to what's it called now, University of Phoenix Stadium, in terms of it's a big basketball arena with great atmosphere. Along lines in our conference of a Washington, Oregon kind of hostile environment on the road, and it'll be loud, and hopefully we can do our part to keep that 20% doing the noise making.
Mac, what's the best memory from your time at Texas?
Oh boy, there's too many. I mean, 16 years, a long time, and it's been a wonderful ride, and I've had a great time, and University of Texas has been wonderful to me. Our family, we couldn't have had the memories and made the friends that we've had anywhere else as well as we have at the University of Texas. And I've some people have asked me that question. Then when I start, I said, oh, that one too, and no, this one, and gosh, that was fun, and oh, my gosh, I forgot about that. And there's just way too many. I'll probably be able to reflect on that down the road sometime, but not right now.
Any final questions? Thank you.